Hi, this is Dr. Annie Rohr bringing you another recording of Even Psychologists Can Lose Their Shit. cracks me up every time. Anyway, I have been trying to figure out, you know, what kind of stories I can tell here to bring people joy, to bring people a relatable message. And anyway, something came up last night for me. So basically, the long and the short of it is, I've got a toddler. I truly think I am good at helping people with relationships, saving marriages, giving advice, building confidence. But parenting, I have a lot of advice, but I can tell you, as I'm doing it myself, I'm clueless. I think all parents on some level are clueless. And when I look back at my own parents, I thought they knew everything. And then I look back and I think, my God, they were younger than me. I'm an older mom. So likely they were clueless too. It's such a relatable moment to just know that your parents struggled and had no clue what they were doing and tried their best. So for every parent out there who's doing their best, I see you and I know how hard it is personally, and I'm so humbled by this experience. Somebody just asked me, do you think it's harder on you because you are a psychologist and you think you should know it and you should have all the answers? I mean, maybe. I kept thinking maybe, because you know what? I got postpartum anxiety and depression, and I still struggle. And maybe that's the hard part. Maybe it is harder for me because I think I should know better. But as I talk to all parents, I think it's just hard, basically, just hard. So here's my parenting story to relate to some people and maybe give a good laugh, or maybe, you know, it's sort of sad and sweet, and I'm hoping it'll be funny one day. It's not funny right now. So my daughter has this stationary car. It's like a play car that you can sit in and pretend to drive. And she hasn't played with it for maybe 6 months, maybe longer. And every time I try to encourage her to play in it, she has no interest. She says, too loud, mommy. And she wants me to turn it off. I have a friend who, you know, has a younger baby, and we do a lot of hand-me-down stuff. So I was telling my daughter that this person was going to come by soon, and if there was anything she wanted to give the baby. And we talked about it. My daughter's almost three, and she is, you know, she gets stuff. She struggles with words a little, but she gets stuff for the most part. And she kept pointing at the car, and she said, you can give it to the baby. And I said, are you sure? You used to love that car. And she said she was sure. And I don't know, I was really reluctant. I just kept thinking something about it. I almost felt not ready to give up the car. I don't know. That's the funny thing about parenting, is I think sometimes we get attached to the kids' stuff too. Like, oh my God, she doesn't use that doll anymore. Remember when she used that doll? Or, oh my goodness, remember when we used these washcloths? You know, I could be weird, but this is how I am as a parent. So anyway, here's this car. I don't even know if this kid could fit in it anymore. My dear girl won't go in it. So I'm saying, do you want to sit in it? And we can still see if you fit in it. And she says, no, mama, give it to baby. And I said, okay. So I waited a few months, full on psychological, how to give things up, did everything right, followed the book, waited a few months, kept asking, are you sure? And she said, yes. So then I did the next step for, you know, how to let go of things. I took it out of her room and put it where in another spot to see if she'd play with it. She didn't. Then I took it out where she couldn't see it anymore for a few weeks, about 2 weeks. She never noticed it was gone. She didn't say a word. So then I brought it out again and I said, my dear sweet girl, this lady's coming by with her baby tomorrow. And here are the things that you said that you wanted to give to the baby. And she said, yes. And I said, are you sure about this car? And she said, yes. And I said, okay. Still, again, instinctually, I kept thinking, wait, but I didn't. Anyway, they came. I even had I'm doing all the steps now. There's, you know, how to let your child let go of things. We talk about it. We move it on. We explain. We give stories. We take it out of the room to see if they're ready. I mean, I did all the steps that I give everybody. Anyway, so I even helped her. You know, I let her help carry when the baby came, and we helped them load their car, and she looked at the baby, and we talked about how all her things were going to have adventures and, you know, help a new baby, and she was happy, and we got back into the house. She had some new things because it was her month birthday. We do celebrate her month birthdays every month. I mean, why not, right? I want to celebrate my birthday every month. And she was okay. But then an hour later, she looked at me and said, "Mama, I really want my car back." And she started to cry. And it broke my heart. This was her first heartbreak that I sort of feel like I caused a little bit. And I know that this is a part of developmental learning, okay? So those moms out there going, "This is normal." Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. When someone is going through something, moms, and they are frustrated and they feel sad about something, it doesn't help to just say it's normal. It also doesn't help to say that you've been through it and it was fine. It also definitely does not help to say that your daughter didn't go through it and you don't understand. Just listen and say you're sorry it's hard. And if you have an empathetic story to share that's similar, then share it. Please be kind to one another. Moms are really trying. Anyway, so yes, I am a psychologist with 12 years of education and 15 years of experience. I do understand that this is a developmental thing that kids go through, and it's normal. And so what I did was I explained to her, I talked to a few friends and got some advice, and I explained to her about, you know, how the car had a new journey. And it was going to be with this baby. And that didn't work at all. She cried more. Then she asked for me to sing the sad, sad song from Daniel Tiger. "I sing the sad, sad, sad song. I sing the sad song to make me feel better." So we sang the sad song for 3 days for the car. By now, I feel extremely lousy. I'm questioning my instincts, my parenting skills, and I'm wondering, what the F did I do? And why did I give away that effing car? So I talked to my husband, and my husband's like, "You got to ask your person for it back." Now, all my moms out there and all my friends, come on now, you can't do that. Like, how embarrassing. I'd be like the person admitting that I can't handle a simple transition in my daughter's developmental journey by asking for it back. And that's just really bad to be like that. Like, "Hey, I gave you something, can I have it back?" Like, no, what if her kid got attached to it already? So I started thinking, should I buy it? Should I buy another one again? Can you believe it? Like, what a lunatic. I gave it away, and then I'm going to end up buying this expensive thing that we can't quite afford right now again. So late at night, day 5, car. She's crying. "Mommy, sing the sad song. I need my car back." And I kept saying, "Why do you need your car back, honey?" "I just do, Mama. I need my car back. Please get it back. Why did we give it away? I'm not ready." And then it broke my heart. And folks, I'm going to tell you this. At 12 a.m., yes, I have a daughter who is a night owl who doesn't sleep. So all you judgies, I'm a psychologist with a kid who has sleep issues, okay? This will be a whole nother episode. But you're not alone, moms, if you have a kid who doesn't sleep well or gets up a lot or stays up late. You're not alone, Mom. And it doesn't mean you're bad. And it doesn't mean you're a bad mom, even though sometimes I wonder if it means I'm a bad mom. But anyway, here we are late at night. My husband's sleeping. She and I are up in the wee hours as usual. And I'm reading her 100 billion books and just praying for miracles that she'll sleep. And she's crying about the car again. And we're singing the sad, sad song. So there it is. Amazon makes things too easy. The car will be showing up on Sunday. So I explained to her that it went on a big journey and it will be back on Sunday. I hope the Amazon Prime people got my back on this one. But here's the thing. I feel like a failure. I feel like I royally fucked up as a parent. Yes, I swear, sorry. Because shouldn't I, a psychologist, have been able to smoothly transition my kid into understanding loss and grieving it? And it is okay to be sad. And we can sing our sad songs. And the other Daniel Tiger song, which is amazing, is, "It's okay to feel sad sometimes. Little by little, you'll feel better again." Which is amazing for all things. And I wish all my clients would hold on to that song. But there it was. I got the car. And I didn't help her transition, and I couldn't stand the crying, and I couldn't stand the worrying. And I keep thinking that that car is going to arrive on Sunday. My husband's been working nights, and I haven't been able to explain this big mess yet. And he's going to be so annoyed at the fact that the money was spent and that he's going to have to put that damn car together again. And it wasn't an easy one to put together when it was already put together and we already had it. And I worry about how he'll think, and I worry about how I'll think, and I'm human, and I feel like I failed a little, that this could have been a learning moment for her, a way to transition, some kind of journey. Now, but this other part of me, this part of me that's rational and understanding and empathetic, is thinking, this could be a really funny story later. And I could take that car, and I can make her keep it till she's 18 to remind her of this moment. And it could be a piece of decoration in our house forever. And we could tell it, you know, that time that I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to comfort. And she wanted this car that she never played with so bad. And I wonder when it comes and we put it together and I get past the fact that I'm a total give in and I messed up and we have this car again. Hopefully my husband gets over it. I'm hoping we can laugh about it and smile even when she doesn't play with it anymore, because I'm feeling like that's where it's headed. Anyway, so that's my mom story, my mom fail story. Car is on its way Sunday. I hope I can forgive myself for not being the kind of mom I thought I would, because this whole mom journey has been me not being the kind of mom I thought I would. I thought I'd be amazing at holding boundaries, getting my kid to sleep, giving her nutritious food, making sure that she understood when transitions happen, helping her adjust. And guess what? Years of experience, 12 years of education, many parenting counseling sessions with clients, many research articles read, journals, whatever. And here I am. I'm a mom who caved and bought the damn car again. And I really hope that other kid likes the car. But you know what? It's okay. I'm human too. Anyway, so this one's for my moms out there. You're not alone. Give yourself a little credit. Take care. Wishing you all well on your journey. Dr. Annie Rohr. Thank you.